My name's Neil Foster from the Northern TUC, and today I'm with Dennis Doody from UCAT. Dennis, a lot of people have heard about umbrella companies in the news over the last few months or so, but not everybody knows what they are. Can you tell us a bit more about them and why they're worrying your union right now?
Well, I can, Neil. Yeah, in 2014, the government decided that if you work for an intermediary, i.e. an agency or a payroll company, then you had to be directly employed. As a consequence of this, we have seen construction companies move massively towards the use of umbrella companies. Again, this is to reduce cost, to reduce the wage bill, and to have more flexible working patterns. And most importantly, as far as the company is concerned, is to see an increase in the use of zero-hours contracts.
So what's the main purpose? What's the main point of it? Is it a big benefit to the company?
Well, it's a huge benefit to the company because of the reduction in the cost of employing people. It's a massive incentive for them to maximise profits. The downside to it is for our members and other people who work in the construction industry, they lose out massively financially.
So, I mean, one of the things that's been highlighted, I think, with umbrella companies is around national insurance payments for even including the employer as well as the employee. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. Basically, what happens is the worker we expect to pay both sets of national insurance contributions, which can amount as much as 25% of the wages.
So what they're being told they're going to get paid for the job could be quite different in reality when they've taken all the extra costs.
It's very different to what they would normally get paid. And this is borne out by the fact that many of the workers that we've interviewed have lost as much as £100 per week.
Wow. And is this rife across the sector now, or is it just certain employers?
It's rife. Most major construction companies are using this practice. And despite the fact that it's recently highlighted on dispatches, I think it's going to take a huge political campaign to turn it over.
And what do you want to see happen as a result of this campaign?
Well, thankfully, the campaign's gained some momentum, certainly being in the north, and what we would like to see for it is that workers are directly employed, they're not both self-employed, that they pay the correct rates of pay that they should be paid, that they're entitled to take the holiday pay, and they receive the rewards that they're entitled to. And more importantly, I suppose, is that as far as some of the people that we've interviewed, then they need to see exactly what they get paid instead of having pay slips that are very, very difficult to decipher. And that's what happens with umbrella companies.
Now, you mentioned about bogus self-employment. In the run-up to the election, we're seeing all sorts of claims from political parties. The Conservative Party put a big thing out saying they've helped created 700,000 businesses, and that obviously includes self-employed people. Do you think bogus self-employment is a massive issue which really distorts those figures?
It is a huge issue. I mean, the government's claim on entrepreneurships, for example, is grossly overstated. Because many of the people that's employed by umbrella companies have got no choice. They haven't got a choice whether to be self-employed. They either are self-employed or they're unemployed. So that's the choice that they have. But what it does do is inflates the government's figures, and it gives a misconception of what actually is happening in British industry.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for that, Dennis.